Sports Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross, far post! Goal! Soccer.
Well, I chatted the A-League, the W-League a little bit earlier. The National Youth League, of course, where all the good young players emerge and come from to get their chance to play in the A-League, is on in earnest this season. The Melbourne Victory and the Melbourne City boys are going to go head-to-head about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Joe Palitsides, the Melbourne City youth coach, has been good enough to join us. G'day, Joe.
Good afternoon, Brett.
Nice to talk to you. Is there as big a rivalry in the National Youth League as there is in the A-League when the two Melbourne teams come together?
I think every time Victory and City clash heads, there's always a big rivalry there, and it's always a big occasion. I suppose that's the same for any derby around the world. I think at any level, when you want bragging rights in the city, it doesn't matter what league you're in, It's always a big occasion.
Where are you playing? Where's the match today?
We're playing at Lakeside Stadium in South Melbourne.
Yep.
So, and the pitch looks quite good. Just walking it now, and it looks quite good. So we're looking forward to a really good game.
Joe, tell us a bit about the young players that are emerging at Melbourne City, because right across the A-League, we keep an eye on the young guys that are developing and pushing their case to get promotion up into the A-League. Tell us a bit about the young stable at Melbourne City.
Yeah, we've been quite excited about the young players coming through at City. Even this year, we've seen 6 or 7 players involved in the first team, which has been great. You know, in the previous years, Paulie Retray has come through the youth team and he's earned a contract. And this year, Wadey Decker and Hernan Espindola were rewarded for good seasons in the youth league by getting contracts. So that was great. And already this year, Matty Miller's made an appearance and Geordie Hall has been part of the squad travelling. Stefan Zinni's played. So we've got all these good young players, exciting young talent coming through, and we're looking forward to, and there's a couple more actually who are on the brink. So it's an exciting time for us, and I think for all the fans who follow the football and the A-League in particular, just watching these new young stars coming through the youth system into the A-League.
What's the biggest step up for these guys when they jump into the A-League?
Oh, look, the tempo's always different. You know, we try and assimilate it as much as we can for the young boys to assimilate them into the senior team, because the tempo's always a bit quicker. They're a bit stronger, they're a bit faster in the A-League, and they need a bit of time to adjust, and I think that's normal. With City in particular, you know, John Van Skip's very passionate about the young players, and he has no hesitation in getting them in there and throwing them into the deep end. Already this year, he's plucked out a few from the under-20 NPL squad that we had last year, who were 16 years old, and they got pre-season games with the senior team. And you can see there's a bit of a gulf, but, you know, as soon as they get in there and they adapt to it, they tend to get on track with it pretty quickly. And then, you know, hopefully in the years to come, they're going to be better for it and ready to go.
Today, what's going to be the key to knocking over the Victory?
Oh, look, like I said, the boys are always excited about games like this. I'm sure Victory is the same. It's more about the development side of things and seeing how these boys handle the pressure situation of a derby and what decisions they make on the field on and off with or without the ball. So we're looking at making some good decisions when we're without the ball, and obviously when we get it, make sure we make good decisions going forward. So I think, as all games, I suppose, the team who performs better under that type of pressure is going to end up getting the chocolates today.
Well, if you want to get out and see some of the emerging stars in football here in Australia, Melbourne City, Melbourne Victory, Lakeside Stadium, 4 o'clock kickoff down there in South Melbourne heartland. And Joe, all the best. Look forward to seeing the result a little bit later on.
Thanks, Brett.